We've said consistently that the short-run effects of a trade war are always negative. There is no such thing as a short-run gain in a trade war.
Paul Isley is Associate Dean in the Seidman College of Business at Grand Valley State University.
What you're banking on is that you're going to be able to negotiate a deal in the future that is worth the pain you're paying now.
When President Donald Trump recently threatened an additional 10% tariff on Chinese imports not already slapped with a tax, China allowed its currency, the yuan, to devalue. That was Monday. Tuesday, the currency was back to its previous level. Isley considers this a shot across the bow. China also suspended all U.S. agriculture purchases.
A lot of those ag contracts are long-term. So if you start giving up those markets, even if it was just a short-term change, you've given those Chinese suppliers the ability to start working with other countries, with other farmers, with other organizations, and they start to say, hey, it's not so hard to switch. You know, it gets rid of that momentum of buying the goods from us, and that's going to be a problem for us.
And there are also problems already beginning to emerge in manufacturing and the supply chain structures in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, we've seen reports over and over again of the fact that Vietnam is now full. You've seen a lot of U.S. firms trying to move into Vietnam or other parts of Southeast Asia to try and move to other low labor cost areas out of China. And so what started to happen is we're moving to areas that are actually higher cost, and we're leaving open those lower cost suppliers in China to work with companies in Europe and other parts of Asia. So we're helping reduce the cost structures of a lot of the places we're competing with, and we're increasing the cost structure for our companies, and that will lead to a harder business solution a year or two down the road.
Isley explains the trade war uncertainty has caused many American firms to back away from equipment investment. He points out a pullback, and those investments are identified within Federal Reserve economic data now, the same data identified leading up to the last two recessions. Patrick Center, WGVU News.